Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. The 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so if you guys are eating, put your food down, because we got to talk about boogers and boogies and snot and stuff. And I think this is an untapped resource when it comes to fighting COVID. And nobody's talking about boogers. And I understand as a physician, I need to be very academic about this. And I need to use big words. And I need to not promote people touching their noses and all that. But can we just for a minute dissect the nose? So last night, okay, so before I go to bed, I wash off all my makeup, and then I look in the mirror to make sure I got off all the makeup, right? And then, unfortunately, I might find a little gray hair, or I might find, you know, some extra hairs that need to be plucked, so I'll, you know, pluck my eyebrows or other places or whatever, and then I'll look at my nose. If I think my nose hair is starting to grow a little bit long, I'll trim the nose hair, okay? I don't have to do it a lot, but I just remember my dad, you know, and I take after my dad a lot, you know? I just has always been just very more masculine. So I really, really worry about, you know, nose hair. So yesterday, I was looking to see if I had to do anything with my nose hair, and there was a real big juicy boogie, all right? So I took it out. And, I mean, it was one of the ones where it just kind of kept coming. Right? You know, and then it was on my finger, and when you wash it off, it wasn't coming off. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, dang, that is some very sticky material. Now, I take really good care of my nose. I probably take more care of my nose than my mouth. I'm going to brush my teeth, I'll dental floss, maybe I'll water pick. But I'm a lot more up in my nose because I always want to make sure I don't have boogers. I hate, like, talking to a person and them, like, having a booger right there in their nose. So I'm always checking myself for boogers all the time. I could have food in my teeth. I don't care if I have food in my teeth. But if I have a booger in my nose, I'm, like, all embarrassed. So my zipper could be down. I don't care about that. But I really care about boogers in my nose. So I'm always looking at my nose. And I'm sitting here cleaning out my nose. I didn't have to really pick it, you know, because it just came right out. Picking involves you really got to get up there, which we don't want you to do because you got vessels and you don't want to introduce germs into your nose. But, you know, boogers are there for a reason. You know, just like wax. You know how I tell you guys to quit cleaning out, quit Q-tipping your ears because that wax is protective? If you Q-tip too much, your canal starts to get itchy and it gets inflamed, and wax is protective and it helps prevent bugs from getting into your ears. You know, your body's kind of built a certain way. Well, same thing with boogers. Boogers are mucus and your goblet cells making all this kind of mucus and junk and inflammatory stuff and sticky because between the hair and the boogers, less germs can come in. Now, we're supposed to be breathing through our nose. When you breathe through your nose, you get less germs. Fortunately, like we talked about in the last hour, with the mask, we start to breathe more with our mouth because something's on our face. But if we didn't have the mask, usually we're, you know, like that. So nobody's really seeing our teeth. Our teeth are staying nice and moist. We're supposed to really keep our mouths closed, unless, of course, you need more oxygen. So boogers are there for a reason. Now, sometimes we do have to blow our nose. Sometimes we do have to sneeze. The reason why we sneeze is that's your body's mechanism to get something out. If a pathogen or something gets in there, your body will sneeze. Same thing with allergens, that your body wants to sneeze. We probably sneeze or kind of need to discharge anything from our nose no more than about 4 times a day. If you're noticing you're sneezing more than 4 times, you're talking 4 total sneezes, probably have allergies or rhinitis or maybe like an early sinusitis or something like that. But if you sneeze a few times a day, that's in the realm of normal. Okay? And now, we're not talking like 10 sneezing jags at a time. Then we start to get concerned. So a sneeze is a normal defense mechanism. You sneeze because your body doesn't want that in the system, whether it's a bug or an allergen. So boogers have a purpose. Now, we blow our nose, and we blow our nose because we start to feel like we're swallowing it. We feel like our ears are getting stuffed up, and we blow our nose wrong, by the way. By the way, how do you guys blow your nose? Do you just go like this and just blow? You know you're only supposed to do it lightly. You're supposed to only push one side, and then you kind of let it out, and then you push the other side, and you're supposed to be really gentle about it. Did you guys know that? That you're only supposed to blow your nose kind of one nostril at a time. You're not supposed to cause the force to blow out both nostrils. We don't talk about that. We should probably talk about that. You know what? I have to tell everybody, teach everybody how to use toilet paper correctly. Maybe we'll do that at the same time. How to use toilet paper correctly and how to blow your nose. So when you blow your nose, it's supposed to be one at a time. But, and then you're not supposed to get it all on your hands. You know, a lot of times the Kleenex flies and then all the boogies come down on your hand. There's a way to cup when you clean your nose, but it's supposed to be very light. It's supposed to be a little light blow. Why is this supposed to be a light blow? Well, because you don't want to damage your ears, you don't want to damage your sinuses, but also it's because you don't want to get everything out. We want boogers. So last night, when I was still trying to wash off all the sticky boogers, I'm like, this material, somebody should patent it and use it as like a paste to prevent people from getting COVID. I mean, this is so sticky. And it's like one of those, you know, toys that you throw up on a wall and it just kind of sticks. And so, you know, I mean, I'm wondering if maybe somebody just needs to kind of look at the people that got COVID pretty badly and the people who didn't and what their nasal hygiene is. And if you have somebody that goes, look, I always got boogies. I never touch the boogies. I leave them there. And they don't get sick as much. But people who are like, oh, I clean my nose all the time and I could eat off my nose and I could dental floss with my nose hair. If those people are getting COVID, well, okay, then we know. Maybe we need to not be blowing our nose too much. Right? Maybe we need to keep our boogers. Maybe we need to stop picking our noses. So I'm starting to become more of a fan of boogers. Unless, of course, you have an active infection. If you have an active infection, I tell you to get into the hot shower. I tell you to kind of use the steam, let it thin out, let it drain out, let it get out, and try to clean up. But if you're a healthy person and you're walking around a COVID pandemic hotspot, you know, maybe you need to kind of keep the boogers. I don't know. So that's just a thought. Yeah. Personally, I don't like to use Kleenex, right? Because some Kleenex is raw. I like to use bandanas and hankies, and I throw them in my pocket like my dad used to do. So, unfortunately, that could reinfect. So, well, I will review how to blow your nose because I know I'm a big bandana fan. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, unfortunately, people put their feet in their mouths, or foot in their mouths, right? If I could pluralize that correctly. And Joe Biden, a couple days ago, they made headlines because in an interview he made a couple goofs, all right? When he starts to feel a little threatened or nervous, he'll make some comments, right? Like he was talking to the, he was being asked by Lulu Garcia Navarro, an NPR reporter, you know, about, you know, the cognitive test. And actually, you know what, I'd like to kind of get this quote. It kind of made a bunch of people kind of scratch their heads. It had to do with he got a little defensive about, you know, being asked about, you know, taking a cognitive test. And, it is kind of an issue that's been brought up. Do our presidents or potential candidates need to prove that they're mentally fit? And so, actually, I think it was CBS correspondent Errol Burnett had asked the Democratic nominee, the presumptive Democratic nominee, to clarify if he had taken a test measuring his mental acuity. This started to kind of lead to a little bit of a exchange, and he said, no, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. He said, that's like saying to you, before you got on this program, if you had taken a test, were you taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie? So it was part of an interview that was conducted for the virtual convention of the National Association of Black Journalists and the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. But that wasn't the big headline. There was another comment that Joe Biden made. And when he was asked about the Latino community, and he was asked about, I believe, if he would engage in Cuba and on the differing immigration concerns between Cuban and Venezuelan Americans, he said, quote, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with an incredibly diverse attitude about different things. He said, you go to Florida, you find a very different attitude about immigration than you do in Arizona. So it's a very diverse community. Now, that then sparked a bunch of backlash as people were saying, so what? So African Americans are diverse. They don't share opinions. They're just they just all vote the same. It didn't make a lot of sense. So Joe Biden apologized in a way. And he wrote on Twitter, earlier today I made some comments about diversity in the African American and Latino communities that I want to clarify. In no way did I mean to suggest the African American community is a monolith, not by identity, not on issues, not at all. And so, you know, many Democrats are a little bit concerned about the presumptive nominee, but they had more concerns about Bernie Sanders. Socialism was not popular last year. It started to be more popular this year, unfortunately, but, you know, Bernie Sanders, after his heart cardiac incident that happened in Las Vegas, and, you know, with some of his, shall we say, support with Ocasio-Cortez, many mainstream Democrats thought we probably need to go with somebody a little bit more moderate. But unfortunately, you know, with Biden, it's been one gaffe after another. And, you know, of course, his team is, you know, defending him, saying, you know, look, you know, he was trying to, you know, more discuss, you know, politicals. I don't know how they try to spin it. Let me see if I actually have that. He said, they say, it's clear that Vice President Biden was referring to diversity of attitudes among Latinos from different Latin American countries. That's Simone Sanders, a senior Biden campaign advisor. He said the video that is circulated is conveniently cut to make this about racial diversity, but that is not the case. But, you know, I brought this up many times on the show, where we become more racist and more segregated the more people try to prove they're not racist. For example, they've been talking about the sexism behind Joe Biden saying, I'm going to pick a female running mate, or I'm going to, you know, pick an African-American running mate. I don't know if he actually said that verbatim, but, you know, you have females and African-Americans out there going, okay, wait a second, you know, I mean, have us compete like anybody else, but this decree that you're going to purposely choose so that it makes women happy or it makes African Americans happy is actually insulting, you know? So, you know, if people were taken aback by what he said, you know, in terms of the, you know, cultural diversity and, you know, comparing Latinos and the African American vote, if that's what he was describing, and he then says, okay, here we go. Guys, everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. I picked an African American as my running mate. Okay, so you see, I'm pro African American. If he does that, in a way, that's very insulting, because they think that you can make everything good by you know, choosing, you know, someone of race. When I see the back and forth of, okay, he needs to get the African-American vote. He needs to get the African-American vote, so he has to nominate an African-American. And many African-Americans I'm talking to, they're saying, look, if you want to get our vote, it's not having, having these certain, token expressions. It's, we care about the same things that everybody else cares about. African Americans worry about national security and economy and education and healthcare just like everybody else. And it starts to marginalize what certain communities want by saying, look, we're going to make everybody happy by choosing, so-and-so. And if you're African American and say, but look, I'm not represented by, why is that person representing me? It's just like saying Donald Trump represents all Caucasians. The average Caucasian would say, what are you talking about? He's president, but he doesn't represent us. That's not, it's actually kind of insulting. Same thing with, females. We see this all the time. All right, you know what we're going to do? We are going to hire a female so it pleases the females. If you want to make a female happy, you make sure the job is done right, whether it's a female or a male. If you want to convince me and you want me to vote, then you convince me that you are going to have somebody run a department that knows what the hell they're doing. I don't care what gender they are, even if they even identify as a gender. You really want to please me, you pick somebody competent and somebody who really deserves, who's going to do a good job. Because I don't choose superficial things. I care about things that matter just like anybody else. And so I think that people are falling over each other and making a mistake. And maybe he was, it was taken out of context, or, and I don't really know. I didn't watch the interview. But what this displays is not so much dementia like people say, or, racism or whatever, is when people are trying to look like they are catering to a certain demographic, they many times shoot themselves in the foot and appear to be more, biased than they originally intended. And so I think people need to be careful with that, Now, where are they going to go? Well, where they're probably going to go is, when it comes to sound bites, is they're not going to make any mention of ethnicity. They're going to play it safe, but the problem with that is certain communities need certain things. I've talked about in medical school that many, students need to learn medical Spanish. I've been asking these schools for years to teach students medical Spanish or start making American students bilingual, because in every other country students are bilingual and we're not. And if, a good portion of our population does not speak English, we might as well have that extra skill of speaking another foreign language. Same thing with communities having lack of access. So I'm not going to answer if I think Joe Biden has, a cognitive deficit based on that. I think it's just a lot of people accidentally shoot themselves in the foot when they're trying to look unbiased, because they make themselves look biased in the end. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus."
An appeals court ruled on Friday that the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is allowed to use the federal courts to enforce its subpoena against former Trump administration White House counsel Don McGahn. You're listening to USA Radio News. The July job numbers are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
This latest report follows the 4.8 million jobs that were added in June before a spike in COVID-19 cases. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.8 million in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. These improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In July, employment rose in several major industries, with the largest gains in leisure and hospitality, government, retail trade, professional and business services, other services, and health care.
The United States has levied sanctions on a host of senior Chinese officials over Beijing's Hong Kong policy, including the region's Beijing-appointed chief executive, Carrie Lam. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Georgia went back to school. They've already been back to school. I think my kid's school was supposed to go back, but I think they put it off a week or two. All right, you know, the rules change every day. And so there was a student that posted pictures of the first week of school. And this high school student did so, posting it, I believe, on Facebook or Instagram. And she has now been suspended. and she thinks it was worth the risk. But this kind of brings up the topic of people taking pictures, posting pictures. I mean, one, we have the school issue, but the other is I kind of don't like people taking pictures of me when I don't expect it, like, and I can't pose, you know? Like, I mean, I've had people, there was a couple classmates of mine that we decided to meet, and one came into town, so we decided to go out. And I guess maybe somebody recognized me or something. And so they took a picture. Now, I don't have paparazzi, and I'm not famous, you know? Like, every now and then you'll see Mike Tyson, and everybody wants to take pictures, you know? Because we have a lot of stars in Vegas. But I caught that somebody was filming me. And then they just kind of put the phone down. They were, like, waving and all that. So I don't know who they were. I don't know if they were a fan. I don't know. But they weren't getting me where my hair looked good. And, you know, they were capturing me talk about the way me and my friends were in medical school. Okay, which probably wasn't something that, you know, was for viewers' ears, right? You know, because in medical school, you know, we weren't really nice to each other. We kind of made fun of each other, and things weren't as, politically correct, and people would say that they couldn't see around me, right, because I was a little bit more busty, you know, and they were like, I can't see around. You know, so the way people talked and the way the conversation kind of was about, you know, how we talked to each other and, you know, when we were in school. And you do get a kind of a closeness when you only have 50 kids in your class. And, you know, these are the people that you go through 4 years of medical school with. And so it's a pretty, pretty, you know, trying time. But, you know, we were very, very close. And some of that closeness kind of pervaded and extended to the way we would talk each other. So to this day, we could call each other names. Now we're politically correct. We can still call each other names, call each other idiot, whatever. And we're like family. But the angle that she was videotaping me by was not the most attractive, and I was like, eating or whatever. And I don't know if she posted that, saying, you know, oh, here's Dr. Dahlia eating, or, you know, I saw Dr. Dahlia, or what, you know, and I didn't say anything, because I wanted to be nice, and she waved and all that, but I'm like, gosh, I hope she doesn't post that. And I'm kind of wondering what our rights are. So now let's just kind of move back to what happened in Georgia. So this high school student decides to post, you know, what happened during a hallway, you know, kids in between class. Majority of them not wearing masks. No social distancing. Class, you know, hallways crowded because that's how it is in a high school hallway. And she posted on Facebook. But she got suspended because there were three rules that were violated. One is she's not supposed to be using her phone during school time. Two, she's not supposed to be uploading onto social media during school time. And three, you're not supposed to be uploading other students onto social media. So she got out of the first two allegations because she said she technically uploaded it and did all that after school, even though the picture was taken during school, all right? But she still was suspended on the grounds of you uploaded other students onto social media. Now, I think there are rules about uploading minors onto social. I don't think you can take photographs and then you could post them if they're a minor. I don't really know all those rules. I don't think a lot of us know all those rules. And we might need to. Then maybe we actually need rules. Now, I'm not very pro-rules, okay? I don't like a lot of rules. I'm more libertarian in that respect, okay? I like less involvement, okay? I think let the people know what the hell they're doing, get things done. But I understand what she was trying to do. She was trying to do public service. She was trying to explain that, look, school's back. It's a mess. Students all over the place. We're not COVID social distancing. So I get that she was trying to make a point, and she's allowed to. That's freedom of speech. But where do we go from freedom of speech to violating somebody's privacy? So if there are students and you see one like checking out somebody else and they caught that on camera, or just somebody looking to their right, but it looks like they're eyeing or they're sizing up another student, somebody could infer that, and actually, oh my gosh, there's an example. Okay, somebody took a picture of me with a couple graduates, and in the background, two of my friends, or two of the other faculty, look like they're about to kiss. Now, they're not. They look like they were just kind of, you know, doing the kind of the greet, you know, the shoulder bang, that kind of thing. But they look like, they just look like they're about to kiss. Well, it's very easy to crop that out. And what I did is I actually took that picture and I sent it to one of them. And I go, this is really romantic. This is a really good, you know, because I wrote an article on how to give the perfect kiss. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'd love to use this picture. Like, I wasn't kissing him. I was greeting him. But it got caught in this photo, and this photo is up on social media, and who cares? But, you know, where's the privacy? Somebody posted one of my graduation pictures, and it was in the class, and I told you guys about this, where we had to do a serious graduation picture. We were all kind of like that, you know, and then we had to have a funny picture. So I grabbed, or my friend wanted to kind of do a can-can thing, so I grabbed her ankle and somebody else kind of grabbed her, whatever, or I think we were supposed to, I don't know what we were supposed to do, but the jerk behind me, and I know who he is, he decides that right as the camera's getting taken, he's going to grab a boob. Now, inappropriate, okay, in this day and age, probably would have gone to jail, but back then, just, unfortunately, that's kind of what happened. And as soon as I figured out what happened, as soon as the picture was over, I turned around and I socked him one. So I feel I got him back. But that picture, I didn't even remember happened. I didn't even think it was posted. Somebody remembered it. Somebody posted that picture. They go, guys, look at us. This was our funny picture. And it's on social media. So I'm okay with it because I'm like, you know what? You guys know me. I'm pretty public. I'm okay. But he could be absolutely freaking out right now that there is a picture of him technically assaulting somebody. And even though I'm not pressing charges or whatever, you have image. Now, his fault, right? He shouldn't have done that 20-some years ago. But there's pictures of us being taken all the time. And I wonder if we need some rules. You know, I mean, every now and then I wear a skirt. I know. And I don't sit the most ladylike. And I'll, you know, or I'll have to readjust or something. And what if somebody is videotaping pigeons and they capture me under the table? They capture the, you know, the Sharon Stone leg swap, even though I'm always wearing clothes, I'd be okay. But, and what if that gets out there? So my guess is there, you can get an attorney and you can sue to get that picture down. But the problem is the cash is up. People could have done screenshots. People could, you know, once a picture's out there, a picture's out there. So, you know, my recommendation to young kids is, look, I get, you know, wanting to, you know, alert others to something going on. I get a lot of people are concerned about going back to school. A lot of them want online learning and et cetera. But, I think there's going to be some heat coming on the way in terms of how we're approaching privacy and how we're approaching, you know, taking pictures of each other or taking pictures with people's kids and things like that and just not getting permission. Because there's rules out there. 1-877-DOC-TALK.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So cleanup is already underway after the Beirut explosion. The death toll has already risen to 150 people. And Lebanese President Michael Aoun said there are two possible causes of the explosion, either negligence or, quote, external intervention, meaning a missile or a bomb. Okay. Because we were all looking at that going, it looked like this wasn't just an accident. this look like a bomb to us. But, you know, again, I'm no expert in ammunition and, you know, missiles and things like that. But they believe the blast occurred when a fire ignited 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate that was stored at the port since, at first they said 2014, now they're saying 2013. Problem is, we don't know what the initial fire was caused by. Oun said Friday that he asked France for satellite images to see if there were warplanes or missiles in the air at the time of the blast. Now, this is a much different narrative than we've received from Lebanese port officials, because before they were saying, oh, it's an accident. And when you look at the aerial views, I mean, it's a beautiful city. I don't know if you've ever been there. I haven't been there, but from the pictures, you know, it's a beautiful port on the water, and it's, you know, and unfortunately, there was the damage is catastrophic. So Oun told journalists that he received information on July 20th about the stored material and immediately ordered military and security officials to take care of it, but he didn't elaborate. He said the investigation into the cause of the explosion is concentrated on 20 people. Port officials are currently under house arrest. The United Nations Human Rights Commission called for an international investigation, but Oun rejected the proposal, we're being told. Now, people went to social media and started blaming Israel. Israel. Israeli officials have denied any involvement, and they've actually offered aid to Lebanon. So Tuesday's explosion had the force of at least 500 tons of TNT, according to a U.S. government source, who was not authorized to speak publicly. The estimate was based on the widespread destruction, and the source has had experience with military explosives. And they can't speak publicly, but they said this was a big blast. Carnage over a six-mile radius felt more than 100 miles away. And as we know, ammonium nitrate has been linked to multiple industrial accidents, including explosions at a fertilizer plant in Texas in 2013, Chinese port in 2015, and many others. In fact, it was also used in the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. That's when a truck bomb containing 2.4 tons of fertilizer and fuel oil killed 168 people in a federal building. So this is a common fertilizer. We use it a lot. Unfortunately, if left unchecked, it could be contaminated by industrial elements. It could also produce heat as it degrades. And so the explosion releases ammonium nitrate gases, nitrogen dioxide, which is orange and reddish in color, which is why with the initial video you see a little red and orange. But then you see a gray cloud rising. But when the building explodes, you see the orangish-reddish cloud. Then you see the white mushroom cloud as a shockwave hits. So Donald Trump called it a terrible attack based on suspicions of U.S. generals. He didn't name. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said it was likely an accident. So unfortunately, they have only hours left to find people alive. So they're still trying to cling to hope as they hope to find people 72, 75, 80 hours after. The initial government assessment said 300,000 people are now currently displaced and homeless. Officials have estimated losses of $10 billion to $15 billion. France has sent a team of 22 investigators to help probe the cause of the blast. Based on information from Lebanon so far, France's number two forensic police official, Dominique Abinanti, said Friday the explosion appears to be an accident, but that it's too early to say for sure. We'll get more information as we go, but unfortunately, it's so tragic. Making headlines is TikTok. TikTok. I've talked about TikTok on my show. TikTok got pretty popular, especially over the last few months, because people didn't know what to do themselves on lockdown, so they would make videos of themselves, short videos. I think it kind of replaced Vine. Vine were short videos that you can make. And TikTok allows people to upload image of them dancing, like you'd see a lot of healthcare workers dancing. That would confuse a lot of us because hospitals were overwhelmed and patients were, you know, supposedly in the hallways. So there's a lot of videos out there of empty hallways and people dancing and pretty coordinated. So it kind of make you wonder how everybody kind of had the time to make these TikTok videos. But TikTok videos were pretty popular and were being done pretty ubiquitously. Well, President Donald Trump has now issued executive orders that would ban the social media app TikTok and WeChat from operating in the U.S. in 44 days now, if they are not sold by their Chinese-owned parent companies. They do not state that a certain amount of money from the sale needs to be sent to the Treasury Department, which the president has been insisting on for several days. So I didn't know that there was that caveat. But the order regarding TikTok prohibits after 45 days any transaction by any person or with any respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States with ByteDance LTD. That is the Chinese company that owns the social media platform. So people are concerned because they are worried that they are spying on us. Microsoft said Sunday that they were pushing forward with talks to acquire the app following a conversation between SEO Satya Nadella and the president. On Monday, Trump set a September 15th deadline for TikTok to find a U.S. buyer. Failing to do so would lead him to shut down the app in the country. Trump also said any deal would have to include a substantial amount of money coming to the U.S. Treasury. So Thursday's order alleges that TikTok automatically captures vast swaths of information from its users, such as location data, browsing, search industries, so that threatens to allow the Chinese Communist Party access to Americans, personal proprietary information, potentially allowing China to track the locations of federal employees, contractors, bell dossiers, personal information, so that they could possibly later blackmail and conduct a corporate espionage. So shortly after issuing the order regarding TikTok, Trump issued a similar order for WeChat. Now, WeChat is a group chat app owned by Tencent, a Chinese-based company. For WeChat, it allows its users to transfer funds to each other, kind of like Venmo that we have. The order states it will ban financial transactions with Tencent. The order states any transaction that is related to WeChat by any person or with respect to any property subject to the jurisdiction of the United States with Tencent Holdings, Shenzhen, China, or any subsidiary of that entity as identified by the Secretary of Commerce under Section 1C of this order. So we have national security concerns. So this is long-fueled policymakers' reservations surrounding these apps being used so ubiquitously in the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told reporters last week up in the White House that the U.S. government was conducting a national security review of TikTok and was preparing to make a policy recommendation to Trump. So, you know, TikTok slammed the order, saying it sets dangerous precedents, undermining global business trust in the U.S., and vowed to pursue all remedies available, including legal action. But, you know, I'm very wary of a lot of these apps because I'm busy, and in my busyness, you know, if I need to download something or I need to read something and they say, well, we need to access your account or we need to, you know, access your camera or we need to whatever, many times I'm like, fine. Because, I mean, I really don't take any embarrassing pictures. You know, I really don't, I don't really have anything to hide, so I don't, you know. But, you know, unfortunately, there could be, shall we say, manipulation of your pictures or manipulation of things you say. And they can make it look like you're doing something wrong. And you're like, wait a second, that's not me. That's doctored up. And so it is dangerous that people have that sort of access to your phone and your computer and all that. And again, a lot of us are under the pretense going, but we're innocent. We're good. We don't do nothing. So we're fine. We're, you know, I don't do anything inappropriate. So, you know, yeah, bring it. No, you don't want anybody to bring it. And we are allowing other countries to have ubiquitous access to, you know, a lot of our personal information and our pictures. And, you know, remember, when somebody posts a selfie, you get images in the background of other, you know, and you could magnify and zoom in. And so there could be some spying. 1-877-DOC-SOLLY, don't go away.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.